Next, I'm going to invite up somebody who has been at every single Fighting Bob Fest since the very start. He is the longtime campaign finance watchdog in the state of Wisconsin. He left that post where he shone a bright light on money and politics for many, many years. He wrote a book called Blue Jean Nation, and he now leads an organization by the same name. It is an organization that is bringing together the politically homeless, people who do not feel represented by either major party, to build our progressive movement. Please welcome Mike McCabe.
Thank you. Great to see you. Thanks for coming out. You know that the man for whom this festival is named and the great political movement that is honored by Fighting Bob Fest has such deep rural roots. You have to remember that in Fighting Bob La Follette's time, you had a coalition, an urban-rural coalition. You had your sewer socialists, and you had your prairie populists. And that is why it's such an honor for me to introduce the next speaker, Sarah Lloyd. Because what has happened now out in rural America and in rural Wisconsin is that people have lost touch with the progressive movement. And too many of them have rejected the progressive values and the progressive message that Fighting Bob La Follette and his allies fought for, and the movement that changed America, not only changed Wisconsin, but changed America. And you go out to rural communities today, and you find so many people who have rejected that, who feel alienated from those values. That rural-urban coalition has been fractured. And most rural people now are seeing themselves as the enemies of people with our values. And that means that our values can't be reflected in public policy. If the progressive movement, if progressivism becomes an urban ideology, then we can't have the kind of coalition, the sort of alliance that can regularly get us past 50% so that our values can be reflected in public policy. It is so incredibly important for us as progressives to think long and hard about why so many people in small towns and out in the country see our values as antithetical to their own interests. It's so important for us to get back in touch with what's going on in small towns and in rural communities across the state of Wisconsin. And I'm proud to introduce Sarah Lloyd, in part because she's running for Congress in the 6th Congressional District against Glenn Grothman. And I am biased, I confess, because I grew up on a dairy farm. I was raised in Clark County. And I happen to think that there ought to be more farmers, family farmers, in Congress. Hell, there ought to be some family farmers in Congress. And so I'm biased about Sarah for that reason, because she is a family farmer in Columbia County. She's got deep roots in rural Wisconsin. And it's so important for us as progressives to reconnect to rural values, to the rural sense of place, to the rural way of life, because without those connections, the connections that Fighting Bob La Follette and his allies were able to make, we are going to be increasingly unable to get past 50% in so many elections. And you know, I grew up, as I said, in Clark County on a dairy farm outside of a little town named Curtis, which was 150 people. Curtis, interestingly enough, my hometown, had the distinction in the last election of giving Scott Walker his biggest percentage margin of victory of any community in the state of Wisconsin. Scott Walker won 90% of the vote in Curtis. But you know, I'm old enough to remember that Clark County used to be represented by progressive Democrats. Clark County sent Democrats to the Capitol to represent them. People like Tom Harnish, a liberal from Neillsville. People like Frank Nicolay. When I was a small child, Frank Nicolay was the Assembly Democratic leader. Frank Nicolay was the offspring of Fighting Bob La Follette's movement. He was one of the truest progressives to ever serve in our state capitol. A man from Abbotsford, Wisconsin. And I made the mistake in my book of saying that Tom Harnish was a more moderate Democrat. And I got invited to go up to Curtis to speak, and Tom was in the audience. And Tom comes up to me afterwards and said, "Mike, I was no moderate, I was a liberal." And then he smiled at me and he said, I know, you were comparing me to Nicolay. And compared to Nicolay, I was a conservative. Those were the kinds of people who were being sent by Clark County to represent the area when I was growing up. And even when I got to college age, there was a man in the state capitol who was the last progressive, the last member of the Progressive Party to serve in the legislature, a man from Merrill named Tiny Krieger. Tiny Krieger was about 400 pounds. And most of that weight was heart. A man with enormous heart, enormous caring and compassion for ordinary plain folk. And he was the last connection to the old Progressive Party of La Follette. And that is as recent as my youth. When I was just out of college, there was Tiny Krieger still in the legislature. And today, the Tiny Kriegers are gone. The Frank Nicolays are gone. The Tom Harnishes are gone. And we need to reconnect with those rural values, their sense of place, their way of life. We need to reconstruct a rural-urban alliance. Well, who better to help guide us than someone who is a working family farmer? Sarah Lloyd not only runs a dairy farm in Columbia County, but she sits on the National Dairy Board. She also has been a leader for as long as I can remember of one of my very favorite groups, the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Sarah Lloyd is a known leader, a respected leader. I've known Sarah for at least 15 years. I know her, I trust her, I respect her. And that's why I'm so delighted that Fighting Bob Fest decided to have her come and address this audience. And you know, I was just in Waupun last night at an event for Sarah Lloyd, and I learned something. The original stage that was handmade for the very first Fighting Bob Fest in Baraboo at the Sauk County Fairgrounds ended up being stored on the Lloyd family farm. And they had to wipe the bird poop and the dust off of it and bring it to the locale that we met in last night in Waupun. And we stood on stage with Jim Hightower and with Peter Rickman on the stage that was built for the very first Fighting Bob Fest. Because you got to know something about Sarah Lloyd. She has been at every Fighting Bob Fest as well. And she was instrumental as an organizer in those early years when Fighting Bob Fest met in Baraboo at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. She's been there with us all the way along. And she is a recognized expert, not only on family farming, but on food delivery and food distribution. And she has now decided to offer her leadership in this new capacity, running against what has been described by people who watch Congress for a living. And what a god-awful job that's got to be, to watch Congress for a living. It bothers me enough just to read about it from a distance. But the people who actually watch it close up have decided that Glenn Grothman is the worst congressman in America. And here we have somebody who has sprung up from the roots of Fighting Bob Fest, who comes from farm country, who is running to challenge the worst congressman in America in the 6th Congressional District. So let me give you Sarah Lloyd.
Okay, hello Fighting Bob Fest. So I am coming to you today as a farmer, and I'm gonna talk to you about what's going on with farmers in Wisconsin and what's going on with all of us eaters. But first, I'm going to pep us up a little bit, and you can see if you'll remember this chant from some activities that went on in the Capitol a while back. So when I say pull, you say together. Pull.
Together.
Pull.
Together.
Pull.
Together.
All right. Woo! So I work for the Wisconsin Farmers Union and the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative. And in my job with the Farmers Union, I got to work with a group of people and the Family Farm Defenders, and we organized the tractor rally around the Capitol back during the Act 10 protests. And we came in solidarity with workers and working families because we know that we need good rural schools, we need good health care, we need to support our families and communities, and that's essential for us as farmers, as rural people, and we need workers to have good wages and good jobs. Because I need you guys to be able to buy my milk. So I need you to have good wages to do that. It's kind of as simple as that. I was digging around in the archives at the Wisconsin Farmers Union State Office up in Chippewa Falls a couple years ago, and I came across this amazing photo from the 1940 State Fair, and the youth of the Chippewa County Farmers Union in 1940 had an information booth about farmer labor solidarity, and they were proposing a label to go on products that would show farmer worker solidarity and that farmers and workers could work in cooperation and not in conflict. So right now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's happening with farmers so that we can understand how we can help work together and build a coalition from farmers to eaters. So how many people ate something in the last 24 hours? Okay, so good. We are all engaged in agriculture. As the great poet Wendell Berry says, eating is an agricultural act. So whether you have been thinking about that or not, you are all engaged in agriculture every single day. And so what we need to understand, though, is that we've got a really bad system happening right now that's knocking out our family farmers. We are losing dairy farms and small and medium-sized farmers in Wisconsin every single day. People are going out of business. And it's not because they're not good business people. It's because they're stuck in a food system, in an agribusiness monopoly that is not supporting them and their businesses. Did anybody hear about the latest mega merger that was announced this week? Monsanto and Bayer are merging. And you may think, oh, Bayer aspirin, that sounds like it would get rid of my headache. But this is not good. This is going to cause major headaches. And what we have right now is where we had oligarchy, we're getting bigger oligarchy and more monopoly power. So I'm just going to tell you a very frightening thing, that Monsanto and Bayer are proposed to merge. DuPont and Dow Chemicals are proposed to merge. And Syngenta, which is another large-scale seed company, and ChemChina. They are being bought by a Chinese chemical factory. When all of those mergers go through, which we hope they won't, but we have to fight against it, 60% of all of the seed sold in the United States will be controlled by those three companies. And 75% of the agrochemical market will be controlled by those three firms. And that is the dilemma that farmers are facing and eaters are facing. Because that is not the only sector in the food system that's becoming concentrated. You have concentration in the grocery store chains. Roundy's, which is a great Wisconsin 150-store chain, just got bought by Kroger. You've got all this consolidation going on, and the problem, and what I want to make sure that we all understand together, is that farmers are having fewer and fewer choices in what they can do, and unfortunately, the choices that they are available to them right now are you got to get big or you got to get out. And right now, they've got those two choices, but in solidarity, we can come together and support the small and medium scale farmers and make sure that their businesses can thrive and that we all get to eat good food, because that's essential. So here's how we're going to do it. So we as, and I am an eater too, but I also am a farmer and an eater. As an eater, I need to push very hard on my grocery store, my distributors, my packagers, my processors, and I need to demand that not only are they giving me good food that's labeled that it has GMOs in it, because that is important to me. If I want to make sure I'm supporting organic farmers, I want that to be clearly labeled and I want that to mean something. I want it to be real. So I need to push on them as a consumer with my power, as a consumer. And then with my citizen hat on, I need to demand that the Department of Justice break up this monopoly power in the agribusiness sector. Because that is actually a very good thing for the federal government to do. The Department of Justice should be and does have the power to break up monopoly power in this country, and they are not doing their job. And as citizens, as food citizens, we need to push for that. And then, of course, we have to make sure that we have things in place to protect our water. So raise your hand if you want clean water. Woo! Okay, so good. It's unanimous. But what's happening right now, as I explained to you, that farmers are getting squished. They're trying to run their businesses. They're getting terrible prices paid to them. Meanwhile, all of the places that they buy supplies from are consolidating and jacking up their prices, and all of the places that buy from them are being consolidated and giving them a lower price. So they're stuck. And they're getting bigger because that's a lot of times the only opportunity that they see. And the state of Wisconsin has completely failed in its job to protect our water. They are completely failed, and the Walker administration, as we're learning more and more, is giving favors for campaign contributions and changing the rules on the fly to benefit the friends of Scott Walker. And that is not acceptable. So we must make sure, it was mentioned that I'm running for Congress, and I'm not doing a stump speech here, but it is essential that we have strong representation in the federal level, because we have to make sure that the EPA can do its job. And there are people on the Republican side that want to do away with the EPA, which is a ridiculous notion right now, because we do need that enforcement power. So let's be citizens, let's push on the DOJ, let's push on the EPA. Obviously, we have to keep pushing at the state level. But from an eater, with your eater hat on, let's make sure that we're really pushing on our in our purchasing of food. Obviously, we go to the farmers market. Obviously, many of us can buy CSAs, so the weekly box of vegetables. We have a direct link to the farmer. We can really support the farmers that we want to support, that we like what they're doing. But the reason I mentioned that 1940s solidarity that the Chippewa Farmers Union youth were proposing is that if we want a farm like my farm, so we milk 400 cows, we're three families, the Nelson family in Columbia County. If we want farms like mine to be able to continue and not have to go to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, we're going to have to build a system, an economy around that food that's going to work for actual people, for actual small business owners. And we can only do that by helping these farmers like myself get into markets that are going to be supporting them. And so we can't snap our fingers and say, okay, farmers, you've built your farm for 50, 60, 70 years. You've built buildings and structures, and you've gotten debt associated with those buildings and structures. We can't snap our fingers and expect people are going to change tomorrow. But we can certainly build out 5- and 10-year transition plans to get people into production practices that are less risky for the water, that are giving us nutritious food. And so I'm asking that we work on that in solidarity, and that we protect and work with our small and medium-sized farmers to get that system that we want. And the best news is that Wisconsin is completely on the forefront of that movement. And we should be proud of ourselves for all of the work that we have done and we continue to do. And so we can save our family farms, but we need to work together. We got to fight the brush fires of the big farms that are causing the great risk to the water. But let's work with our small and medium-sized farmers. And once again, time for cheering. When I say pull, you say together. Pull.
Together.
Pull.
Together.
Pull.
Together.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, Sarah Lloyd. Just want to make clear, this is a nonpartisan event, and we did invite Glenn Grothman, our Republican congressman, to come. He was busy today, I guess. I thought he might come, actually. You never know with Glenn. He said some derisive things about the protesters during Act 10, but I just think this is an affliction. The Republicans are feeling crabby. You know, they can get over it. They need to lighten their mood. In fact, yesterday when I was on the Mitch Hanks show with a Republican staffer, I was driving in my car. I was late to get to the Week in Review panel, and I heard them doing their little banter on the air, and he was saying, oh, Fighting Bob Fest, I hear they merged with Weed Fest this year. And I thought, what is with these guys? But it's actually a brilliant idea. I mean, I hadn't thought of it until that moment. But the problem, perhaps, with the politics in our state is fundamentally a chemistry problem. And so I said to him when I got there that I was delighted that he planned on getting stoned and coming to Fighting Bob Fest. And I actually think a little chemical adjustment of Republicans in our state could be the thing that brings us all back together again. So I think we should pursue this. And honestly, I think if they could relax a little bit and stop frantically fundraising all the time, it might help them stop acting like a bunch of mean drunks and smashing everything in our state, right?